This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And thank you for being with us on The Vedic Wisdom. I'd like to talk to you about one who sees things correctly versus one who doesn't. And I'm calling this flawless vision. Now, we have to understand that we are struggling with the mind and the senses and the intelligence from being distracted. There are so many things that distract us in a day. Everybody experiences it. You go through this and that and the other thing, and I had a list I was going to do, and I didn't get it all done because of all these distractions. Some valid, some stupid, whatever. But you get distracted from following that path that leads you to completion of the day's duties and goals. We have to find a place to bring our mind to that gives us a reset. Now, oftentimes you have a list, and you go, oh, you grab from your pocket and pull out your list. And go, okay, now where was I? I had these in a priority list. How far have I got on the top priority? This kind of a concept brings you through back to your focus of the day. You carry on getting your tasks done, and you get refocused from the distractions. Well, similarly, this life is a distraction. And the reason I say that is because we're eternal living entities, and our relationship with the Lord is eternal relationship, but we're distracted such that it takes last priority. We talk about, sometimes we preach to people and say they should develop love of God, and they go, I don't have time for it. Okay? I got time for everything you can imagine. I got to feed the cat, by the way. And I got to do all these things, but I don't have time to develop love of God, even though I understand that I have an eternal relationship with God and I'm not actually doing anything with it. So the Vedic literature says that one has to turn to the Supreme Lord as a refuge. You refocus your mind back on you have an eternal relationship with the Lord, and the Lord has an eternal relationship with you, and if you focus on it, that relationship will grow. And anytime you associate with the Supreme Lord, even by thinking about Him, it purifies your life. It liberates you from the material entanglement. So the Vedic literature says that you can become fully free of misgivings through knowledge and understanding, and you achieve a straight path of liberation. You go on the straight path, not a roundabout. There's always two or three ways you can get to a goal. The straight path is the most effective. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line, right? So the straight line is between the place you're at now and the place you actually would be happy at. That position is in loving devotional service. That is in expanding your relationship with God out of the closet and into an active, dynamic experience. And that is done by reading the Vedic literature to get that knowledge so you can see everything in proper perspective. Now, we've had the experience that someone comes along and changes our point of view because they have more information on a subject than we do. It doesn't matter the subject, but you think you've accumulated a basic number of facts to be able to make a decision and a position, a conclusion about the value or the importance of that particular subject. And then you meet someone who knows all about it. They've been there. They've done it. They've written books on it, whatever. And they tell you, no, it's not like that. Actually, it's like this. And it actually goes further than that. And it really includes this and it encompasses that. And there's a lot more to it than you thought. And if you look at it like this, you see, well, it's a bit different than you understood, isn't it? And you suddenly go, whoa. I didn't have it down at all. This guy's got it down. Okay, let me learn from this person. I will understand the subject. I will have it in proper perspective. I will have grown. My knowledge level and realization will grow. That is the same exact situation that we are in, and we need to read the Vedic literature to take our entire life's experiences and reprioritize them and get them in proper perspective and understand their actual worth. We can't do that talking to somebody else who doesn't have higher knowledge. So we have to consult the Vedic literature. consult the spiritual master in the disciplic succession and get that higher knowledge, higher perspective, higher priority for the subject of life, eternal life. Get it in proper perspective such that you have a clearer vision, you understand the subject thoroughly, you know what to do and what not to do. Coming out of that, into that position, that is the path of liberation, because you become free from illusion. And you see things in proper perspective. The example is given in the Vedic literature is that one sees with equal vision. He may see a cow, he might see an elephant, a dog, a person, a very advanced being, or a very retarded, deformed being, but he sees them all. The ant, the plant, whatever. He sees them all with the same vision, that they are a living entity in a different type of body, getting their desires and simultaneously their karma, the results they've earned by their previous actions. So the man with vision, he sees them all in the same predicament. One may be an ant, one may be an elephant, but they're still struggling for existence. They're still looking for food. They're still looking for a mate. They're still trying to protect themselves. They still need sleep, etc., etc. So this vision, this Vedic knowledge, this vision of a realized person changes your priority list. And when you become fixed, established in this equanimity of vision, you can conquer over the anxieties of life, the cycle of birth and death, the real anxieties of life. Old age, disease, death, everybody shares those. Those are the real problems. Nobody can stop those. Time and tide wait for no man. Okay? There are superior forces that impact upon us in our lives. Nature is a superior force to man. Time is a superior force to man. So if we can get ourselves to the position where we see and understand beyond the conditions of birth and death, seeing the eternal wave, the flow in the background, that vision is liberating. That point of view is the higher consciousness. That point of view leads to love of God. It leads one to actually seeing things flawlessly. And that's what we're talking about, achieving flawless vision. You can't just take some of it. You have to get the whole picture altered. You have to have your whole understanding of the experience of life correctly adjusted. We only have it to a degree. We only have what society tells us, or education tells us, or our parents tell us, but we don't have an absolute perspective. What is God's point of view upon the existence of a living entity? What is the self-realized saints and sages and great beings and spiritual masters? What is their perspective upon a lifetime? That is higher perspective. That is a proper adjustment to our priorities of life. So we have to consult Vedic literature in the disciplic succession to get that additional point of view so that our priorities, our perspective of life, is the best it can be, factually based on reality, not artificially based on illusory perspective of life. And we have it all around us. Everything is an illusion nowadays. Nothing you see on television is true. Nothing is real. Absolutely nothing. From the news, the weather, the stories, everything. It's all illusory presented to you. Nothing is true anymore. The same thing with most radio. This, the commercial radio station, it's all garbage. They treat you like you're a child. They talk about stuff that only children talk about. They act, they look. You see posters all over the buses. You see them on billboards. You see them along walls in magazines. And they look like retarded people. They act like the retarded. They dress stupid. They make up on them. They wear their hair stupid. They have a ridiculous look on their face. They talk rubbish. They haven't got a brain cell between 20 of them. And they completely disrespect you. They treat you like you don't have a brain either. Same thing with schools. The teachers don't know the subjects they're supposed to be teaching. They don't understand how to use time. They don't know time management. Now, to be honest, going to school isn't about remembering this subject and feeding it back to the teacher during test. Going to school is supposed to be teaching you how to learn. And time management is a primary initial skill base that must be learned at a very early age. Time management. Just like counting. Okay? Just like lying. You have to learn very early age. No lying. It doesn't make the world better. No lying. Time management. Don't waste a minute. But the education system, the teachers are sloppy time wasters. Okay? Whether they know the subject or they don't know the subject, they are inefficient in use of time. The children go to school for so many years, and they learn 2 or 3 years worth of knowledge. They don't learn 12, 13 years of knowledge. They learn a few years of knowledge. The whole thing is a mess. So, no wonder the lawyers are criminals. No wonder the judges are criminals. No wonder the police don't know what they're doing. No wonder the society is in disaster. No wonder everybody's a liar and a thief. They've not seen in proper perspective. They do not have flawless vision. They have illusory, contaminated vision that they're giving to everybody around them like the flu. And it means everybody is in anxiety because they can sense something wrong, but they don't know who it was or what it was that was lied to them about. So they have this anxiety. And this is what we've talked about before on our program. The anxiety gets carried away, unreserved, unrestricted anxiety, because everybody is irresponsible. So the Vedic literature is saying to you, you have to purify your vision, purify your priorities, purify your understanding to the point you get outside of the cycle of birth and death where there is no illusion. And the number one illusion is everybody thinks I'm this body. Who are you? My name's Tom Anderson, and I'm from 2743 Hornlock Church Street. No, you're not. You're an eternal living entity who has a male body at this particular time, born at this point in time and era, and you're struggling for existence like everybody else. And you found your way there. Oh, I can do this, but I can't do that. But I can do this, and I make my money, and I pay my bills, and therefore I'm accepted as an integral part of society. And I have no idea where I'm going or what I'm going to do or what matters or how to use my time and energy. I don't know whether I should be a lying and rotten person or I should actually do something good to others. The Vedic literature is to help you get that sorted out and find out. Don't believe the illusory conception of life. Free yourself from these misconceptions. Purify your vision. Get flawless vision to where you're situated on the transcendental platform, looking back at the material predicaments, unattached. Not submerged in it. You're seeing it in proper perspective. Now, there's a clue given in the Vedic literature. When a person is neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant, nor laments upon receiving something unpleasant, who is self-satisfied and intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is to be understood to be situated in transcendence. So these are clues. This is guidance. This is the point of view you're going to develop. This is the point of view you need to develop if you want to get out of the anxiety of this material life, if you want to overcome the cycle of birth and death, if you want to overcome the attachments to temporary things, including your body, mind. So this is what a self-realized person is described as. He's not illusioned. He is not misidentified that he's the body. He knows he is a truly eternal spiritual soul. He knows perfectly well he's not the body, and that he's a fragmented part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's therefore meant to render loving service to him. So why does he lament getting or losing anything? His reality is based on his activities and his vision, knowledge. Things don't enter in on it. So he's not bewildered because he's not mistaken his true identity. And he's actually in a position where the knowledge elevates him to a higher standard, a higher point of view. He has an absolute point of view upon reality. This concept of proper vision, flawless vision, is what we as humans are supposed to be striving for. Breaking free from the misconceptions of our temporary lives and seeing from the eternal perspective, the transcendental perspective, without falsely trying to become God. This realization is self-realization. And one becomes steady in this consciousness, steady in this perspective, as an eternal servant of God, whose name is Krishna. So that state is called Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness point of view is free, absolute, of all material conceptions and faults. So this is our responsibility. Get a solution to the cycle of birth and death. Get out of this illusory vision of who we are and what is important. Readjust our priorities. This life that you are so attached to, so comfortable in, so addicted to, could be wiped away in 1 minute. Tomorrow morning we could have a massive earthquake to completely level this country. It's happened. There's many, 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 many instances in history and recent history where areas have been completely leveled in 5 minutes. Now, I know you're going, oh, that'll never happen, you know, every thousand or so years. Well, maybe you had to look, do a little research and find out there's 34 active volcanoes on the Pacific Ring of Fire right now affecting all of the nations. Right now, we aren't being affected yet. There were some massive eruptions in volcanoes on the Pacific Rim in the last week. Look it up. Huge eruptions. Unbelievable. And we have a country that's formed with volcanoes all over it. We have active volcanoes and mountains everywhere. The proof that it happens here. So your life is not set in concrete. No one's life is. So don't be taking it all for granted. Oh, I'm so busy this week. I've got to have coffee with my friend and coffee with my mother and coffee with the guys. And I've got to have this and that. I've got to go pick up this and I've got to meet that. I got the kids. I got all these priorities that are taking up your time because you think you're this body. And you're in denial that you're having any anxiety. You're in denial that there's any higher responsibility of things for you to do. While you're in this human form of life with this intelligence, ability to read and write and speak, the opportunity to learn and tap into the web and find out answers to any question you can imagine, you're playing, you're messing around. You're in denial that you will be kicked out of this body. You will be kicked out of this country, this life. You will be kicked out. No one lives forever. The thing is, you're all thinking, everybody is thinking, I'm going to live a very long time. My day isn't today. But it could be. It could be tomorrow. No one has a guarantee how long they're going to live. Nobody. You don't get to know. You got to take a day at a time and make the best of it you can. You have to manage your time. Manage your consciousness. Manage your perspective of what is reality and what is illusion. You have to develop flawless vision by reading the Vedic literature and identifying who you really are and what is your real duty in life. Are you working on that? Have you worked on that recently? Have you ever worked on that? Do you know you should be working on that? Well, you should. This is what the human form of life is for. For you to get out of the misconception that you're the body, for you to act in a higher consciousness, do the right thing. Get yourself to that platform where you see with flawless vision, undisturbed in happiness and distress, not falsely identifying with the body, just fully identifying with the eternal spirit soul. This Vedic knowledge is intended to help you make your priority list correct, to help you see what is reality and what is illusion, to help you understand what is duty and what is desire, to help you understand what is knowledge and what is illusion. By accepting a bona fide spiritual master, you're guaranteed of seeing things in proper perspective, because his job is to help you understand any aspect of the Vedic literature that is a bit advanced for you or complex for you at this early stage. And gradually he clarifies the situation and informs you. You get a clearer picture, clearer and clearer, and until you have flawless vision. You are an eternal living entity, separated part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Your service, your duty, is to render loving service, selfless devotional service to the Supreme Lord, and associate with other eternal living entities who have that like-minded consciousness. There lies happiness. There lies freedom from the cycle of birth and death. There lies your original eternal occupation. So, the Vedic knowledge, this program, the Vedic wisdom, is intended to give you encouragement, to point you in the right direction, to link you to Bhagavad Gita as it is, the Vedic literature, the spiritual master for the planet, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is science, the science of God. God's name is Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. It is completely different than Western conceptions of religion. It is not religion. It is the science of God, the eternal relationship of the living entities and the eternal Lord. This is where knowledge, you become free from misconception. As our theme today is, flawless vision of who you really are, what you should actually be doing, what is really the goal of life. So please take this opportunity. Get Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You can go on the website for the radio station here. You can go online and type it in. You can find dozens of places to get the book, Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Read the book. Associate with people, like-minded people who are also reading the book or have read it and understand. Let them help you. Let them encourage you to read more books by the spiritual master, where the expression and prioritization of life and its values becomes clear. You get flawless vision. You become free from the struggle for existence. This is the highest use of the human form of life. Don't miss that opportunity.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.